ABC News.
Amber Jacobs with the top stories. US President Joe Biden says he intends for the federal government to pay the full cost of rebuilding a major bridge in Baltimore, which collapsed after being struck by a container ship. The collapse sent cars and people into the river below and has closed one of the busiest ports on the US eastern seaboard. Rescuers pulled out two survivors, while a search operation's underway to find six missing people. London's High Court has put WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States from Britain on hold. The court has ruled it needs more information before making a final decision on his bid to appeal his extradition. It says Mr. Assange will be allowed to bring the appeal unless the US provides assurance the Australian will be allowed to rely on the First Amendment right to free speech, and it won't seek the death penalty if he's convicted on espionage charges. And the federal government will water down proposed carbon emissions laws for vehicles as it seeks to appease automakers who fear it'll push up the price of some vehicles. The changes, which have also been delayed by 6 months to July 2025, will shift some popular utes and SUVs from the stricter standards for passenger vehicles into the softer standard for light commercial cars. ABC News.